research, four plus final. We studied four papers and we published fifth paper. By studying four papers, so there is not much innovation. So I think somewhere we are lagging behind in innovation. Themes new to explore world. In this talk, I will explain what new things I have done or we have done, and how they are being explored in device applications. In brief, my talk will have all these contents, but depends upon time availability, I will cover one by one. Let's say here nanostructures are there, but how they can prepare and all things are there. So let me talk about, I will take just only 1 or 2 minutes on the personal slide. Basically, I'm not clever candidate. I'm not something smart guy. I'm normal guy who has scored 46% mark at 10th standard. People were afraid to give me science admission. But anyway, I got admission. During BSc and MSc level, I stood first in the merit list of Pune University, 1992 and 94. And then last 21 years, I'm in the field of research. I have very good record in Korea, who has published more than 200 publications with Korean professor. It is one of my best record. I work in different universities as a visiting professor, regular professor, and so on. Presently, my H index is 39, Scopus, and Google H index 54. My target is to at least have 75 before my retirement. This is my target. I don't know, but this is my target I have in my mind. Along with scientific contribution, I used to like social contribution. This is my research record, what I have been. If you look at second, every year minimum 25,000 rupees or 50,000 rupees, I used to donate my Marathwada scholars. Basically, because just now I discussed with Professor Datar sir, they are very talent. Marathwada people are very talent. Unfortunately, because of economy, they are lagging behind what I observed, though I am not belong to Marathwada region. I got nominated for various positions, some kind of young scientist award, Shanti Swarup Bhatnagar award, and some patent award. I got some few awards I have on my credit. About this, my personal view, let me talk about science, little about what I have. Let me try it once again. If it is not opening, I will go once again there. Let me go there. Because it is not linking. So let me focus directly. That line is, I'm looking. That connectivity is missing here.
Could be missing.
Yeah, but okay. 1 minute, just to. Because that is very important slide I was supposed to have. Let me see, 1 minute. Pointer is missing. Okay. 1 minute. If it is.
In the USB?
USB, it is there. It is on. Sir. If it is not there, I will go. Because that is that I supposed to present here.
Yes.
Because we have developed some new methods by which we can have any nanostructures quickly. I want to focus on methods on nanostructures. So let me focus directly. It won't run. So as we know already, some nanostructures are there, one dimensional, two dimensional, and so on. Each nanostructure has its benefit as well as advantage as well as disadvantage. Looking into, and each is contribute its application by different means. These nanostructures we already know, but let us see what is our contribution. We are looking these applications last 21 years, and always we look, if we prepare new structure, what is novelty, what is speciality, if we tell this our contribution to the world. So we always focus on this. These are just some general methods by which we used to prepare nanostructures in the laboratory, chemical methods, some we can call it as a spray pyrolysis, chemical weight method, something like that. Now, here, few additional methods we have developed last 4 or 5 years. What is that? First, we have the three-dimensional metal foam is there. And if we keep, if you load chemical synthesis on the three-dimensional metal foam, directly we can develop different types of nanostructures over the over foam, so that that can have transportation directly. This is one method we have. Second method we have, if you get any metal foam and if you heat it under the hydrothermal, you can have different, you can produce some kind of nanostructure, depends upon, let's for example, let us take example nickel. If you heat nickel in a micro oven, you will find 400 degrees centigrade or 500 degrees centigrade, you will find that nickel oxide is growing over the nickel, which is the best catalyst in the universe. Okay, so that kind of materials we can prepare in the lab. This is one of the method which we normally use for developing nanotubes, called anodization. By using nanotubes we can form. This is another method recently, before 2 months only we got it, this method. What we have to do, take the solution, any kind of solution, alcoholic solution or water solution, keep metal inside and apply sulfur ion source such as a thioacetamide, thiourea, whatever, any sulfur, selenium, tellurium, any kind of material. If you want to produce hydroxide, one can apply urea. If you want to, if anybody want to produce some kind of sulfur, so sulfur material, he can apply chalcogenide, thiourea or thioacetamide, something like that, and he can develop different materials can be obtained over the surface of metal. Now, this is another method we recently been developed. In 10 minutes, we can produce nanostructures. It is very interesting what I want to tell you. One example, we have taken bismuth oxide. What is beauty of bismuth oxide? It is like a graphene oxide. It is a negative electrode in energy storage application. So what we have done, take bismuth nitrate, add in nitric acid, and after making it clear with the water, and if you add little small amount of HCl, 1 to 2 drops, you will find that in just 10 minutes you can produce bismuth oxide nanostructures. One beauty is that bismuth oxide is a best catalyst. Second beauty is that it is a negative electrode in the battery application. Third beauty is that bismuth oxide itself is a good sensor for the carbon dioxide. So number of applications are there. Where to apply this nanostructure, it is up to you. Now how to change the morphology? Just applying the surfactant such as the PEG, the AF or ethylene glycol, small, if you add 1 or 2 drops of these solvents into solution, you will find that different nanostructures can be obtained. And you will find that this is very interesting. Just now I visited Catalyst Lab, and this gentleman, this Ani, was telling me it is a high surface area. So if you look here, by changing the small amount of surfactant, entire morphology, so entire surface area we are changing. So I will give an example. What is beauty of this structure? Let us take here. This structure is having three-dimensional structure. You will come to know, if you look this slide carefully, it has upper plate here, upper plate, lower plate, and between these two we have horizontal plates like a maxine like structure. So means one nanostructure is having composition of three different nanostructures with a high surface area. Layer structures are clearly seen over there. So what I mean to say here, by using just in 10 minutes we can develop nanostructures.
Solvent,
we can have film as well as powder in both way.
So do you heat it?
No, not at room temperature, simply. And surprising, again his question is it is interesting one. At room temperature we can produce oxide, because most of people are oxidizing material at 200 300 500 degrees, then they are obtaining oxides. But this is a method by which we can produce oxide at a room temperature, and it is phase pure. When I will show you application, you will come to know how phase pure it is, how much phase pure it is, and you can clearly see that their plates are perfectly intact and they are very compact to each other. Okay, so these different nanostructures we have developed by chemical methods. This is not by using the same what we have been discussed earlier, bismuth oxide. Just I want to tell you glimpse of light what nanostructures we have been obtained so far. Now this is another method.
Can you go back?
Sure, because I may not cover all things.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so that's why I told you first initially. So what we have taken, bismuth nitrate, let's take bismuth nitrate. There are again different rules are there. Suppose I want to prepare bismuth oxide at room temperature, then I have different methods for producing bismuth oxide. One is the take bismuth nitrate, bismuth chloride, and add with NaOH, grind it, and you centrifuge, you will get bismuth oxide at room temperature.
But how is
this oxidizing? Not necessarily, because NaOH will play the oxidizing agent, role of oxidizing agent. So when you grind it, NaOH will react with the bismuth, so OH and bismuth chlorine, NaCl will come out, as a chlorine as gas, and when you centrifuge for number, so I think the water as well as chlorine will come out. As a result, oxygen will link with bismuth and will form bismuth oxide. This is one of the method we have been reporting. Now, in this method, what we have done? We have taken bismuth nitrate, dissolve in nitric acid, simple, add little water as per your stoichiometry, what, how much quantity, concentration you want, then add HCl as an oxidizing agent. Automatically, you will find that in just 10 minutes, you will get direct sample over the substrate or in the powder form. Directly.
Professor Mani, I have never heard that NaOH or HCl
are. No, you are combining these two things. So, NaOH role is related to solid state product. It is called as a solid synthesis method, NaOH. Means their grinding plays an important role where from OH we are transferring the oxygen to the bismuth and it forms bismuth oxide. There is a different method. The method which you are looking here is the wet chemical method, in which we have the precipitation take place, simple.
Can you tell us in the chemical reaction?
So, actually, sir, it is reported, I am not able to cover all the things, each of you in my, but every chemical reaction is proposed clearly. So, in brief, what I will suggest to you, I will let you know. Bismuth nitrate, when it forms, when it reacts with the nitric acid, it gets dissolved in the form of ions. I will tell you. Second, when you add water, it gets saturated. But nitric acid, because of presence of nitric acid and HCl, the precipitation starts production. Because nitric acid is said never be as a, because being a bismuth nitrate, it will start to dissociate the ions.
Yeah, nitric acid
okay. Okay. So actually, when nitric acid comes in contact with HCl, then precipitation starts. Actually, I will send you all things, and definitely paper manuscript is clearly mentioned reaction mechanism. So I think as far as my knowledge concerned, it is the first report where bismuth oxide has been prepared at room temperature in pure phase, crystal clear phase, exactly pure phase. Okay, but I will send you detail. Okay. That's our dehydration process.
So,
combining two terms together. When we take NaOH, that corresponding precursor is the bismuth chloride, not bismuth nitrate. That you have to be taken out. And in this case, when you take nitric acid under consideration, the corresponding precursor is bismuth nitrate. So please don't mix together, they are different to each other. Okay, so this is a new method we have developed in the lab again. Any chalcogenide you can prepare by using normal condition, whatever you want. Here we have produced more than 18 metal sulfides by using 1N simple process. In this process, what we have done, take the falcon tube, plastic, add any metal salt, anywhere, zinc, chloride, bismuth, whatever you want, add thiocetamide in that, or and then pack it, keep at with a falcon tube at 90 degrees centigrade for 6 hours. You will find that after 6 hours, very nice sample in the form of powder as well as film is growing over the substrate. Now you will ask me, what is application? Here, if let us take example of application, MnS is best catalysis. Nickel sulfide is again best catalysis. Cobalt oxide is biological and antibiological reagent. Cadmium sulfide is used in solar cell. Again, different. Now we have been used this method. And what is beauty of this work? Beauty of this work is Professor Gary Holt said in his one book that by using non-aqueous method, one cannot prepare metal chalcogenide. But this is a report where any chalcogenide one can prepare by using non-aqueous medium. Now, can we try selenium? That work is under progress, what we are trying now. And here we use this nickel sulfide for the catalysis purpose, hydrogen evolution reaction and so on. So this is one method we have developed in the lab by which any metal chalcogenide can be prepared by using simple method. These are some kind of nanostructures we have been developed, and you will find that even though this is a low temperature reaction, they are perfect, their conductivity is very good, they are N as well as P type semiconductor, they have again very good mobility and type of conductivity is clear, though it is prepared at low temperature. And very fancy nanostructures we could be able to develop this. Now I'm coming to, this is another method by which nanostructure can be obtained. What is this method? Here we have urea. And urea, and let us take example of the indium acetate, indium chloride, indium nitrate. So you will come to know, when you combine urea with the concerned precursor, and if you keep at 80 degrees centigrade, you will have this type of morphology as a function of precursor. And you will, after annealing, this type of morphology is there. After annealing, it becomes high surface area morphology. So this is another method by which we can prepare metal hydroxide or metal oxide. After annealing, it becomes oxide. This is one method by which we can have. This is another method, just what I talk about you, NaOH. So here, we have taken example of NaOH. Combine, mix with zinc nitrate, indium chloride, bismuth chloride, tin chloride, and after chlorine, mixing it, you will find where this structure is, after centrifugation, you will find these type of structures are there, and clearly they are showing their respective properties. Because for example, zinc oxide is a good gas sensor, indium oxide, as I told you, number of applications are there, and so on. Now, in the, here we have taken another example, cadmium and cadmium chloride, cadmium and we have taken carbonate. After initially when it form basically urea and the cadmium nitrate, cadmium carbonate is forming. After annealing, very nice pore structure is forming. This is something like, and then by using Kirkendall effect, one can change this morphology into cadmium sulfide. When you keep cadmium oxide into selenium source or sulfur source, it will corresponding transformation will take place from cadmium oxide to cadmium. Where to use, that is a different story. But at this moment, we can say one kind of phase we can convert into other kind of phase we can convert into third kind of phase. This kind of transformation is easily possible. So these kind of structures already we have prepared in the lab by using simple chemical method. Now, after coming to the back chemical methods, let us see what else, what applications we have. Look, as far as application concern, let us see one, I will give one example. Some examples are there, solar cells. I have a few examples, all over I can focus, but I don't know how much time, but I will give first example clearly, and then I will go one by one, what we have been contributed. As we know, solar cell, everybody is talking, last time when I visited here, Professor Arora was here. 30 years, we are talking about solar cells. I have two questions in my mind. Why we couldn't able to produce efficiency more than 20% in India? This is the first question in my mind. Second question is that, why do not have solar fabrication plant in India? We are importing from Germany. We are importing from Japan, we are importing from, that is, this is my thinking I have in my mind. And as far as the research concern, how many papers, nature and science, we could able to produce? You will find that very few, countable on the tip of fingers. That is a feeling in my mind I have. Okay, what is our contribution being solar cell? TiO2, because just now my friend told me, TiO2 can be, is very famous in catalysis. Can we produce by alternative method, by using TiO2, and which has a considerable qualities compared to the commercial TiO2. When I was in Oxford with Professor Henry Smith, he produced efficiency more than 24%, who has one record, world record, perovskite solar cell. Now, when I was there, what he was doing, TiO2, he was importing from Switzerland, ITO, he was importing from Japan, then everything he was importing from other things, and just they were making kitchen chemistry, and they were publishing Nature and Science. My question comes into my mind, all things we have with us, why we cannot produce Nature and Science? That is always that feeling I have, and I have my faith, at least in my life, I should have one or Nature or Science. This is my dream. I don't know what will happen. Okay. In this case, what we have been done? TiO2, we have produced in the lab. By using what? You will surprise that. By using sugar, eating sugar. It is oxidizing agent, you know. And then, or mannitol, sorbitol. By, we have taken the TiCl4. We know how to produce in the lab. TiCl4 mix in water, be careful while taking the, because it is not directly soluble in water, be careful. While using TiCl4, if you treat directly with water, explosion will take place. Please don't treat directly, what I request to you. You have to treat first with the HCl. Professor Satish Chandra Ogle has several papers on preparation of TiO2. Then in this case, what we have done, we have added HCl, as like just now I discussed earlier, in case of bismuth oxide. When TiCl4 is treated with HCl, and when you add water, and if you add urea, small amount of urea, oxidation will take place in 2 hours, and you will find very nice sample of rutile at room temperature or the substrate. So in presence of HCl, you will find rutile TiO2. But if you use mannitol, sorbitol, or any kind of sugar containing salt, you will find that the forming phase is the anatase, not the rutile. So here, this kind of chemistry we have explained, and we found here first row is the rutile phase, second phase is the anatase phase, and it is clearly seen that here the phase or surface area of this TiO2 is higher. Now we have been using in dye sensor solar cell. Everybody know this principle, where to use it. What is our contribution? Our contribution is that yes, we have produced TiO2 by using our own method. And when it compare with the commercial TiO2, whatever we import from the Switzerland or Netherlands, Zakruddin and Nazruddin, they are doing a lot of work on the Gradual, because they made Gradual himself big. You know the story of Gradual? Zakruddin was an assistant professor from the Osman University, and just for training, he visited Switzerland, and where the professor Michael Gradual was working, he told, can you stay with me? Now, he don't want to come back in India. This is our problem with our system. Once people go outside, they become millionaire, but they don't want to come back. Oh, I don't know why. Okay, let it be. That's not point of discussion. Point is here, compared to commercial TiO2, our efficiency was higher that we have showed here in this case. Now, second example. I told you one method earlier. Nickel sulfide can be produced by using the solution chemistry. What is beauty of nickel sulfide? Nickel sulfide is the counter electrode. It is a catalytic element. Lot of catalytic elements are found in the literature. Here, this is the literature we have. How many we can produce by nickel by using the chemical method? Here, you will come to know. Here, we have taken example of the titanium nitride. All things are there, but we have taken example of nickel sulfide. Now, this is again we have the tungsten oxide and all the nickel sulfide is here. What we have done? We have prepared nickel sulfide by using the solution chemistry, and we have been applied in a catalysis. You will come to know that as compared to platinum. Here, this is the example. This is cyclic rotor. This may be good for MSc student. Here, if you look the cyclic voltammetry for platinum, like a platinum, nickel sulfide acts as a best catalyst. See here, oxidation and reduction peaks are exactly matching. It means platinum can be replaced by nickel sulfide. And here, you will come to know that all measurements we have, and if you look along with nickel sulfide, we have used the molybdenum sulfide also. These are some other elements we have been, and we found that by using platinum, because everybody is using platinum as a counter electrode, nobody is trying for other because it is reported in the literature. But if you try some other electrodes like a nickel sulfide, cobalt sulfide, molybdenum sulfide, and their chalcogenides, they can be equally applicable for the commercial application or device application. What I meant to say. Then we move to the here the polymeric solar cells or perovskite solar cells. This is we know the basic structure of perovskite solar cell, where dye is replaced by the perovskite. There is no liquid electrolyte and so on. This is basic purpose, and these materials can be used in a perovskite solar cell. What is our this is structure of perovskite. Actually, I am not going to do this detail. I work with Professor Henry Smith in 2011, something like during that period. What is beauty of that? Here we have used a TiO2. We have produced a TiO2 by using another method, not by using earlier method. What we have done? In one beaker, take the titanium precursor, other beaker take sodium sulfate or potassium sulfate, and make the alternative cycles. You will find that very nice TiO2 sample is forming over the substrate, and you can apply for the commercial, directly we can apply in a solar cell application. So this is another method by which we can produce the TiO2. Then in third case, what we done? When your TiO2 layer is get passivated, so by which? Here, if it reverse blocking electrons are get stopped, so that only forward electrons are allowing, then we can, after having first layer, second layer, you can say 1, 2, 3 and 4. After having passivation layer, you will come to know performance is increasing, something like we have done. And we have proposed a mechanism in which we can say performance is increased after having surface passivation layer, where both TiO2 as well as surface passivation layer we have prepared by using chemical method and so on. Again, we have taken some example, other earlier case, zinc sulfide was passivation layer. Here we have lanthanum oxide passivation layer. In this way, we proved different passivation layers are playing a role. Third case, in polymeric solar cell, what is our contribution? This is the device structure we have. And here we will come to know that what is beauty of work? You will find that zinc oxide all the times is growing in vertical direction. If you see all the nanostructures so far reported for zinc oxide, all are showing vertical nanostructure. Horizontal nanostructures are very rare. In this case, you will come to know that we have added a surfactant by using this method. And without surfactant, it forms turbid nature. But after a surfactant, it forms transparent nature. And these are nanorods. What is beauty of this? The lattice fringes are perpendicular, so perpendicular length of rod. As a result, transportation of electron is faster, and we found that this transparent zinc oxide is showing better performance than the non-transparent zinc oxide, something like this we have done. And we have done some kind of capping reagent, and we have increased the performance, and so far today, 10% efficiency we got for the, this is the beauty of science here. I want to tell this beauty of science. We have produced two structures. One is the regal of zinc oxide, and second is the nanorods of zinc oxide. What we found, when your regals are at the bottom and nanorods are at the top, performance is smaller. When you reverse this process, I found that when your nanorods are at the bottom side, performance is higher. Now question is why? We found that Riegels are charged extracting reagent and the nanorods are charged transporting reagent that we have produced in this case. And we found that whenever we have bilayer system, performance is increasing when we have, in reverse case, it is not possible. So then we have explained this point in this particular article. Then we have some kind of doping we have done, and we found so far today we are very close to 10% efficiency as far as the solar cell concern. This is about solar cell, what I want to tell you, where we can have device efficiency directly. I will go fast a little bit. I have a little bit time. Let's talk about energy storage, because my dream is to have three things in my mind. First one is the generation of energy. Second is the storage. And third one is effective utilization. My plan is clear in my mind. Solar cell will produce energy, electrical energy. Battery or supercapacitor will store energy. And by using that, we can produce hydrogen or oxygen. That is my dream. I want to have integrated system in my mind. Because based on one, other should work. And at any point, we can take the energy in different forms. For example, solar energy, we can take energy in the form of electrical energy. From battery, we can take the energy in the form of stored energy. On fuel cell, we can take the energy in the form of either oxygen or hydrogen. What I'm going to tell you exactly. Here, this is a supercapacitor. What is that? It is a high energy and high power device. So these are some applications, where number of applications are there. So on electrical, bioelectrical camera, small, where your flashlight is required, we can have supercapacitor applications are there. Now, again, I told you earlier, 10 minutes production story. Here is a proof, in 10 minutes we got the, I will go fast a little bit. See, here we have solution, what we have taken bismuth oxide, and you'll find after 10 minutes, the sample is forming like this, and we can have number of nanostructures can be developed over the substrate. This is the nickel foam what we have. Number of application size, I told you that battery and all things are there. So accordingly, we will take the application. Okay, these are some applications we have additional for the supercapacitors. Now, what is the, again, different types are there. One is called as a surface reaction. Second is called as a Faradic reaction. According to the charge storage mechanism, there are two types are there. One is called as a double layer capacitance. Second is called pseudocapacitance. Pseudocapacitance depends upon the reduction taking place over the surface substrate. What materials are there? Actually, here according to this requirements, material should have. It should have low cost, high risk, long-term stability and so on, but metal oxides are there, not there. So number of metal oxides or chalcoxide we have been used. Now, this is one example we have taken. We have taken nickel carbonate and this composite structure we have been developed, and we found that over the nickel high carbonate, we got very good nanostructure, and this nanostructure when we use in a supercapacitor application, it gives better performance. These are where we have proved the presence of materials by different means, and we have shown this composite nanostructure can be formed by using this method, and some kind of measurement, quantum dots could be able to produce by using this chemical method. Now, here we have produced a charging discharge measurements we have done, and we found that composite is showing better performance compared to individual ones, and then we have to make the device. These are some other examples we have taken. We have made symmetric supercapacitor, asymmetric supercapacitor, both we have done, and different materials we have taken under consideration. Now, I will come to directly to you. Yes, madam. So our intention is not that make the quantum dot. I will take one example clearly. Here, let's take example this one. Our intention is not that. Our intention is that to produce new material. This was first point. If it is quantum dot, let's take example clearly. RGO we have produced from sugar, eating sugar. If you keep in a microoven for 10 minutes or 10 strokes, or if you take 2 gram sugar in microoven, or I will explain you what is the use of quantum dot here. What your question you have been asking me. If you take the sugar of 2 gram and if you keep in micro oven or let's say air oven for 300 degrees centigrade 1 hour, you'll find foam is forming. Surprisingly, you will come to know that it is a RGO, but it is not exactly RGO. Here you will have quantum dots of carbon are growing within that, and that quantum dots are making that ash as a n-type semiconductor. Because of tunneling effect, we can say, or because of its contribution in graphene oxide itself, or that particular material itself, it is showing material of that conductivity type. So, role of quantum dot in present case is to increase conductivity as well as charge transportation. In short, I can say. Okay, so this is one example. Just say here, I want to give you a glimpse how we have been material and how we have been used in devices. So, bismuth oxide we have produced by here. We have produced bismuth oxide by using the layer by layer method, and we have applied for the device. How devices can be made? Okay, look at here. So here, point I want to tell you. Look here, bismuth oxide, what we have prepared by using our method. Second way, we have prepared graphite, like logic graphite we have been, we have taken, and we have applied in device application. I will give you some way how it can be prepared. This is a general idea. It is the graphite we have not been prepared. It was brought from market. And if you break the cell, you will get graphite rod. And this is the idea by which this cell can be made in the laboratory. And that can glue the LED. So that idea actually I want to plan. Now, as a second point with that, we have prepared again bismuth as I pointed out, and this idea already I have discussed earlier, and where we got. So what is beauty of that work? Okay, come, this some lighting we have done. I will come to the second point where highlighting can be done. This is small stories, okay, but I want to tell you main achievement. What we have done, we have prepared maxine, and when a maxine is covered with bismuth oxide, we found that performance of maxine is increasing. We know maxine nowadays is a very hot topic in the field of research. So we want to give how our materials are useful for, you know, device applications if we prepare with other materials and so on. Okay, some new devices we have been made. Okay, I want to give focus. These are some kind of maxine studies we have done. So, okay. Let me say. So this is recent. This is point I want to tell you. This is very interesting point. I told you earlier, take nickel and dip it sulfur source. You'll find that nickel sulfide is growing over the nickel. It is, so means inside is forming nickel, outside surface is nickel sulfide. So, and if you change the morphology, if you change the precursor, you'll find that different nanostructures are forming. And now here is the beauty of work. All are not nickel sulfide. Yeah, it has three phases. One is the NiS, Ni3S2, third one is NiS2. So accordingly, we can find out which crystal structure is there, and clearly we found that they have having different surface area. Means as a function of precursor, surface area can be changed and so on. And we have made some kind of applications are there. We have made all characteristics, and beauty is that here is an application directly. When you combine three cells in together, we could able to glow 100 LEDs for 30 minutes with a strong intensities. That is means by metal, we have converted in the form of metal sulfide, and metal sulfide directly we have used in application as supercapacitor, and we could able to develop device out of it. And it is recently, this year publication from the Applied Surface Interface Material Science. This is about what I want to tell you. How much time, sir, I have? 15 minutes. So means still two more applications I can cover very easily. So here, let us say here, this is one of the gas sensor application. As we know, metal sulfides are there very strongly. If I have metal, question is that as in today, if we seek papers coming in question, paper coming in research, they are either high temperature operable or expensive. Can we produce material with a device again that can have room temperature operation? Yes, it is possible. Fundamental of sensor is N-type semiconductor, P-type semiconductor, oxidizing gases, reducing gases. As we know that when different gases are available, and according to the type of material and the gas, the resistance changes. We can call it as a chemoresistive system. This is some kind of we know all the systems, our system very well. And these gases are available. These are gases are very toxic for the human being. So we have to detect it at a low level. So what we did? When we work on the sensor application, we have to look on all the properties. It should be sensitive at low ppm level. Third should be, it should be durable, and it should, one can make device of it. So this is a fundamental application. When we have sensor, it's a rise and decay take place, and there, so this is a basic property is that when we have reducing gas and when it react with a N-type semiconductor, we can clearly say P-type semiconductor or N-type semiconductor, reducing gas with the N-type semiconductor, resistance should increase, something like this we can say, and accordingly it should change. So this is fundamental principle we have. What we did in the lab, we have prepared the polyaniline, and then we have prepared a flexible polyaniline at different temperatures, and we found that when we prepare, this is a fundamental measurement, and we came to know after utilizing that poly, these are some kind of measurements are there at which we come to know these energy. Now we are doing, rightly we are doing interface kinetics. For example, if I have particular material, let us say example bismuth oxide, let us take TiO2. Why that material shows better performance for particular gas? Why? Computational, we can call it as the ionization energy, or the energy of interaction of gas molecule with the metal surface, or metal surface we are studying it now kinetically by using computational results. And here we have produced a device in the lab. Yes, at room temperature, our polyaniline could be able to detect ammonia at a 2 ppm level. And yes, it was showing the alarm. So, like this, so we are thinking from the commercial point of view. Though we have several materials, we always, our intention is to detect gas at room temperature with a high sensitivity and selectivity. Now, scientifically, we are discussing why it shows that kind of behavior. Let us take example. In a supercapacitor, solid liquid interface is important. In gas sensor, solid gas interface is important. Now we are dealing with that kind of work, kinetical study that gives better, why we get the better performance or scientific understanding we are trying to attain at room level. Some kind of other measurements we have done, the zinc oxide we have used for chlorine gas at room temperature, and some kind of other measurements we have obtained. Now, here is interesting of zinc oxide. What we found, zinc oxide is very special material. Hydrophobicity is interesting. For when sun shines, it gives hydrophobicity. Because of UV radiation, it forms hydrophilicity. When again it comes back, it forms hydrophobicity. Accordingly, we have produced a sensor activity. This is a very interesting story, what I want to tell you. Here, if we come to know that, in absence of sunlight, okay, let us sit here, when sunlight falls, hydrophobicity changes, and as a function of hydrophobicity, its gas sensor activity also changes. So, accordingly, we can, and by using, how its performance can be increased? By using platinum doping, one can increase performance, and you can see reversibility very easily. So, if you have low contact angle, it means that it is not good material to use the sensor. But when it has a high contact angle, it is good material for sensing application. So, something like that kind of study we have studied. So, recent work, just now I told that lady has gone, but I want to tell you this theory. What is that? Carbon. Carbon quantum dots are used in a sensor application. Sugar, eating sugar, if you can carbonize, it forms carbon, and it is RGO. Now we are thinking how to have, it is a p-type, n-type semiconductor. Now we are thinking how we can produce p-type semiconductor, because RGO itself is a n-type semiconductor, and we have used in device application. We found that they are showing good sensor, it is semiconductor. It is again point, sugar, when you burn, carbonize, it is a semiconductor. It is very interesting, but being, this is fundamental institute, we can easily explain why sugar shows semiconducting behavior. Is it because of RGO? So that kind of thinking. So if we sort out clearly, that will be clearly big achievement. And now what we are doing rightly, we are doping nitrogen and boron in the sugar. How come? Nitrogen, melanin is the best example for the nitrogen source. What is our expectation? Its conductivity should increase, and by p-type semiconductor and n-type semiconductor conductivity increase, and accordingly, can we find out device of higher conductivity and so on? That kind of thing we are doing. So here, in this case, we want to tell you, carbonized sugar is the best catalyst. Those who are working in catalyst, we have produced the 4 compound reaction into 5th compound reaction as organic catalyst by using carbon metal free. Catalyst as a carbonized sugar, and this study we are recently studying doing. If you have carbon, this has structure. But if you look at the in presence of, we have taken 2 gases. One is the H2S. The ionization potential is very large. Bond length is very large. But when you consider the ammonia, here bond length is decreasing. As a result, interaction is dominant. Something like that kind of study we have doing. And now in this case, I want to tell you, carbonized sugar we have used as a sensor material. Now, before 2 days, I was telling Professor Datar sir, before 2 days, we have produced a human urine battery. Yes, that is point. By using human urine, battery can be produced. It is highly sustainable. And second thing is, it is a highly catalytic, and that probably it is a catalysis plus it is a source for the battery production. So this kind of study we are doing. I will go one. We have some kind of magnetic applications. When we have some kind of materials we produce in the lab, we study some kind of BH curves and so on. And we are studying some kind of magnetic applications, so hysteresis loop and something like that. Some kind of biological applications also we are doing. I will focus 2 minutes. I will glimpse up to you. These are some kind of magnetic materials, and all these magnetic materials we have produced in the lab. We have produced bismuth ferrite. We know that by doping cobalt, and so we are studying some kind of effect of doping over the magnetic properties. That kind of study we are doing in the lab. And the magnetic, this is a recent paper we have, we can non-stationary Bi23, we have added in the lab, we have added in ferrite, and we found that it's at particular stoichiometry only we are getting better performance. That kind of study we are doing in the lab. So then we have some kind of biological applications. So where we have antifungal activity, how we know that the culture, how it react with the nanoparticle, how it get interact with that kind of study. But it is not my specialization, honestly. We have some counterpart, biological people, they are working, but we are providing it. Now we are studying cancer activity of the quantum dots derived from the sugar. That kind of work we are doing. So this work already we have reported previously. And our another group is working on the biological application of nanoparticles developed in the lab. But we want to go for, because one thing is clear, all bio journals are having high impact factor rather than chemistry and physics journal. So that is one of the reason we have diverted toward that field. Though I'm not expert, I don't have that much expertise in that field, but our intention is clear to develop some kind of biological applications of metal chalcogenides or metal nanoparticles we are producing in the lab. So that this kind of work we are, the zinc oxide, some nickel oxide, whatever we produce in the lab, we are studying some kind of biological applications and so on. I'm not expert in the field. So this review article recently produced in the RSC journal. What is beauty of this? Selenium we have extracted from the soil, and that selenium we have been applied for the biological application. That in this way we have been applied our material for the for application straightway. So this is anthrax cell. Zinc oxide we have produced from the chemical method, and directly we have antigen detection. We could apply some kind of peptides we have been kept over there, and we found that up to 10 to minus 18 minus 18 molar we could able to detect the anthrax or antigen molecules over the surface of zinc oxide more accurately. What I want to say. So this could be used for the. So here we can say what I said just now, it is a very small quantity of antigen we could be able to detect by using zinc oxide nanostructures. Now, about future, what I want to be? Again, it is not coming. My future is clear, I told you initially. If it is not, that slide is not linked here. I want to have a DOI system. By using simple chemical method, one can have solar cell. Unfortunately, most of the measurements, sophisticated characteristics we are taking from Korea, as I discussed with sir, and we are looking our Indian partner. Last 10 years, we are taking all facilities, sophisticated measurement from Korea, and again funding from Saudi Arabia and Korea. We are looking TIFR as our future active partner. Though we are not smart that much in science and technology, but we are hardworking people. Our students are very honest and hardworking. I request, if you find somewhere our interest is of your use, please come forward. Let's do something with science and technology. Before 2 days, we have submitted one paper in ACS Energy Letters. What is that beauty? I want to tell you. Nickel is based metal. Bore water is having fluoride in Marathwada region. When you nickel is kept in bore water, and if you heat at 200 degrees centigrade for 1 hour, you'll find that nickel fluoride is forming over the surface of nickel. And nickel fluoride is battery material. It is also HER material, hydrogen evolution material, and we have used it effectively, and we have produced one light LED, big light. So like this idea we have, but as I told you, we don't have that much facility, but definitely in future we will come forward with a lot of ideas, and if ideas get combined with the sophisticated instrumentation, I'm sure we can have very good contribution. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes, your point is, sir, correct. Honestly, not. Reason is because our bureaucratic system is not allowing to do two things. Because, for example, I just now before coming here to sir, I discussed with you, we are unfortunate that we don't have XRD in university, though we are celebrating 25th year of this university this year. Under the situation, do you expect we should go to this level? We should report to incubation, innovation, and all things are there. I know, understand, government has given 5 crore rupees to each university. Our university is also one of them. But honestly, ideas, if you look carefully, most of the ideas are already been reported elsewhere. And most of the ideas are computer based. About science and technology, there are ideas, but unfortunate we are not gone to that direction so far.
You will have to break the ice somewhere.
That's certainly I will. As I discussed with sir, my psychology is little bit different. Our system tells us, if you take 2 rupees from UGC, they will ask you budget for 2 rupees. If it is not done well, they will criticize you for 2 rupees, again 4 rupees, and every time they will ask you documentation. That I hate, honestly. So far I bought 1 crore rupees funding abroad, not a single document I have been produced at government. That is my policy, or I like this type of system. Sorry.
I have a question.
Sir.
You mentioned something about the materials for solar cells.
Yes, sir.
So, do you have a partner either in the
Yeah.
So, as to actually build a solar cell?
It is 10 by 10 centimeter panel we are making. We are facing rightly problem of perovskite as a hygroscopy. So if we are trying to coat it with polymer, we have 21% efficiency we achieved already. Now our target is to solids hygroscopies. It is hygroscopic it forms, because environment it directly attacks and it kills the structure of perovskite. So future our intention is clear. By using solar battery, now we are combining battery and supercapacitor together. Nickel foam one side, battery material. Other side, let us for example, bismuth oxide is battery material, and lower side nickel sulfide or nickel hydroxide oxide is a supercapacitor material. If you combine both together, it will act as a supercapacitory system rather than a supercapacitor or battery. So it will have high power as well as high energy. So this can be stored by using solar, and by using this 1.5 volt, we can generate oxygen or hydrogen. That is our intention actually. So in conclusion, solar cell, it is possible to make, but as I told, we required lot of heavy funding, and during our summer vacation or winter vacation, our students go there and we perform that.
Okay, so if there are any questions, it's time to speak again.